Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that big Ruben? Ruben stuttered. He had a nice little run.
He had a run, yeah. About 20 years ago?
Wait a minute. Is he from here? No.
I don't know where Ruben Sutter is from.
Yeah, I'm going to find out where Ruben is
from. Yeah, you look up where Ruben Sutter is from. You know what? Our next guest might know. I mean, you know, I never put it past him.
He actually very well might.
He might know. Elliot Shore Parks joining us right now to talk all things Eagles. And I'm sure he has a take on Bryce Harper and this idea that I'm being told today that the Phillies should pay him a financial apology. It's ridiculous. Good morning, Elliot. How we doing?
What up, Al?
Man, I suggested Kyle to play that song. It's even better than I remember it. What an absolute classic.
Not bad, yeah.
It is a good song. You know, Ruben could sing.
It's a great song.
Can we find out where he's from,
Hugh? Yeah, he's from Birmingham.
That's
Alabama.
Not Philadelphia.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Not the Midwest.
Maybe the Midwest.
It's the Midwest, though. It's the Midwest.
Elliot, how we doing on this bye week? We haven't spoken in a while, so Where are you right now on the state of the Eagles post-trade deadline? What did you make when you added it all together, Elliot, what they did here the last week or so?
Yeah, I actually can't believe how good I feel about where the team is at right now. I can't decide if it's just delusion or not, but if you would have told me 3 weeks ago I would feel as good about the Eagles as I do right now, I wouldn't have believed you. But the reality is the past 3 weeks have been awesome for the Eagles. The division, I know you guys raised the banner. It's essentially over, right? They're division champion. Mm-hmm. I think they did have a good trade deadline. The more you learn about Jalen Phillips since the trade, the better I think the acquisition is. He's arguably been a top 15 edge rusher in the NFL this year. Could he get hurt? Of course he could. But if he's healthy, he should be a difference maker for the team. But really, I think what has settled in over the past 3 weeks, and maybe it's something I should have known already, but really has been hammered home to me just watching the team. This coaching staff is a weapon. I think there's an argument the coaching staff's the number one reason they win, right? And they improve as the year goes on. And so I'm confident that in these next two games that are definitely tests, you'll see the Eagles come out and play really well. So with how poor they were to start the season, I can't believe I feel as good as I do.
All right, so you mentioned the next two games there. And it's interesting how you feel this strongly, because I think a lot of people agree with you that they're trending in the right direction. They're going into these games rested and healthier and with some additions in the trade market. Elliot, I'm going to give you two numbers. You tell me your reaction to them, because I think a lot of people are going to be surprised, maybe even feel like it's a little bit of disrespect. Elliot, Monday night in Green Bay, the Eagles are a 2.5-point underdog to the Green Bay Packers. And then on the look-ahead line, which could change based on this week and injuries and all that, but you can look ahead and see what the line is a couple Sundays from now. They are only a 1.5-point favorite here in Philadelphia over the Lions. What do you make of those two numbers? 2.5-point underdogs against the Packers, 1.5-point favorites here against the Lions two Sundays from now.
Yeah, so the Packers line to me, I agree it can be viewed as disrespect. I also think it's a bit worrisome. Like, to me, they want people to bet the Eagles with that line. Like, they want the public to look at that and go, oh, wow, that's like, you know, the Eagles are better, and bet the Eagles. And we know Vegas doesn't lose often. So the line to me is worrisome. In terms of the following week, that's not surprising. I mean, I think the Eagles and the Lions are clearly the class of the NFC. The Rams have been playing well, but I'm not a believer in Matthew Stafford late in the year, right? I mean, he has to stay healthy. They're probably going to have to go outside. We'll see where it ends up playing out. But I'm not as into the Rams as I am the Lions. So I think the one-point line 2 weeks from now makes sense. But I do think the line against the Packers is a bit of a worrisome line.
Elliot, what's your thought on the two corners the Eagles brought in here, Michael Carter and Jair Alexander? Look, the Carter one, at first it was like, well, what does that mean? Now, the more I think about it, maybe it's more for depth and they could use him in different spots, maybe even safety, how we mentioned a couple days ago. The Jair Alexander one, I can't wrap my mind around what it's going to be. I mean, I guess there's clearly an upside, right? And it's low risk, and he's been a great player at one point in the NFL. It's just bizarre to me that he couldn't get on the field for a Ravens defense that needed help.
Yeah, so I think the secondary is easily the most concerning part of this team, especially after acquiring Jalen Phillips, Brandon Graham coming back, Nolan Smith coming back. I actually feel really good about the pass rush and where they're at. The secondary is the major concern. And, you know, Jair Alexander, to me, like, he is a shot in the dark. Now, that being said, he has played high-level football recently when he's been on the field. Last year, he played well when he was on the field. The year before, he was one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL when he was on the field. The key is just, why wasn't he on the field in Baltimore? Is it a health thing? Did he not fit their system? Like, what was it, right? So I think counting on Jair Alexander to be a difference maker for this team is not a smart way to go about it. Like, I think the expectation should be zero for him. But I would bet, like, privately, if you put Howie on a lie detector test, he does have some hope that he can come in here and play well. He's going to be back with Christian Parker. He's going to be around, not in the secondary so much, but there is talent on that Eagles defense. Maybe a change of scenery works. So the expectations should be zero, but I can see why they would have some excitement about him.
You know, Elliot, I'm kind of curious. When you look at this team, and I know we've been on the bye, but how do you think this rotation is going to go as far as the defensive ends are concerned, especially now that we got BG back in the fold and look like he's going to play Monday?
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, it sounds crazy to say, but Brandon probably came back thinking he was going to play, and I think he will. But, man, that bottom of the rotation there at edge, is there's real competition there. I think Jalen Phillips is clearly the number one edge. He will play the most snaps from here on out at edge, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. After that, I would say it's either going to be Nolan or Jalix Hunt. An interesting part of the Jalen Phillips-Nolan Smith combination is they have both played exclusively on the left side of their field, on the left side of the field in their career. Neither of them have played any snaps of a meaningful note on the right side. So, you know, you can say, well, we'll just put one of them on the right, but that's like acquiring two point guards and saying one can just play shooting guard. Like, sure, maybe they can, but you don't acquire him to then change the position, right? So we'll see how they do with that. But I think those are going to be the top three guys. After that, it gets interesting. Like, Josh Uche has played good football for them this year. It would be, you know, the cruel reality of the NFL to see him go from playing snaps to all of a sudden being behind Brandon Graham and Jahad Campbell. But that might be what's about to happen. And we haven't even brought up Azeez Ojulari, who I know is on IR now and probably not going to play again. But, like, they gave him $3 million too. So they have a lot of guys there. I'll be really curious to see what they do with that fourth spot. My guess initially would probably be Uche and Brandon Graham splitting those four snaps, with Jahad Campbell slowly starting to dip into them.
All right, so I'm glad you brought up Jahad Campbell's name. Elliot, I feel like it's kind of the under-talked about thing based on what they've done and what is going on with injuries and guys coming back. So Jahad Campbell started off the year great. Looked like a defensive rookie of the year candidate. And I like his trajectory and think he's going to be a great player. But then we thought maybe, oh, with Nakobe coming back, he'll play more edge. Well, they went and got Brandon Graham. They went and traded for Jalen Phillips. Here comes Nolan Smith soon back from IR. So it doesn't seem like there's as many edge snaps out there for him. And also Nakobe is back, and Nakobe has looked pretty good the first couple weeks. Elliot, if you had to guess down the stretch of this season, forget injuries. I'm not exclude that because that would change things. If everyone's healthy, who do you think plays more snaps at inside linebacker, Nakobe Dean or Jahad Campbell?
I think it'll be Nakobe. And I think another way to look at this is late in the year, or even this week, right? Like, they're going to be playing big-time games where late in the game, they're going to have big-time downs where they need their best players out there. I think as of right now, Jahad will not be on the field for those downs. I think it'll be different edge players, and I think for the most part, it will be Nakobe. I think Nakobe coming back has clearly been a positive for this team. He's played well, and he's helped them. And, like, I can't fault the Eagles for taking Jahad off the field if the players that they have on the field are playing really well. But also, like, actions speak louder than words, and we can all, like, say, well, there's this reason for it, and there's this reason for it, and there's probably truth to it. But the reality is he's their first-round pick that was playing almost every single snap and his snaps have been dramatically decreased each of the last four weeks. So I think they're still very high on Jihad. I think Jihad does have a bright future. But, like, it is what it is. He's clearly coming off the field, and I don't think that's going to change.
Elliot, does it concern you that the Eagles are going into Lambeau off a Packers loss? Does that particular part of the spot concern you that they're a good team? Maybe not great, but they're a good team coming off a loss.
Yeah, I think it's not ideal. Like, you would have rather had them win the last game. I don't think there's any argument to that. Like, why would you want them needing to win the game more than they did before? That being said, I do think with the Packers, it's been, like, 2 years now almost of us all saying, well, the Packers are really good. The Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC. They're really up and coming. And they have not met those expectations. I mean, think of the expectations we place on the Eagles. They're 6-2. They're the top seed in the NFC. They're one of the Super Bowl favorites. And we still don't think they're good enough. With the Packers, they're like, what, 5-2-1. They lost to the Browns. They lost to the Panthers. They barely beat the Cardinals. They tied to the Cowboys. And we still talk about them as a legit Super Bowl contender. So they are good. Like, they're certainly capable of beating the Eagles. But I think there is a clear difference in class between these two teams. The Eagles are an actual elite Super Bowl contender. And the Packers right now are closer to frauds than they are contenders.
And they're banged up with Tucker Kraft, probably their best weapon, out for the rest of the season. Elliot, let's end with this. We started the show today. Baseball free agency starts later today, and the Phillies have a lot of decisions. But Hugh Douglas over here thinks the offseason could start with a Bryce Harper contract extension as a financial apology. Elliot, your take on the idea of the Phillies paying Bryce Harper more money this offseason?
Yeah, if they paid Bryce Harper more money this offseason, it would be one of the more embarrassing days in the history of the franchise. I mean, to go and do that for Bryce when he has had disappointing years, and really there's no reason to do it other than the fact that his feelings are hurt, that would not be a good look for the franchise. I also think that the reality in the meat of this conversation is Bryce is not a player you build around anymore, right? Like, 2 years ago, everyone would have said, just pay him. He's still an elite player. They're coming off the world, going to the World Series. Now, he's not somebody that they should take into consideration when making really any move at all. Like, he's a good player to have on the roster, but I'm not paying Schwarber extra money to try to capitalize on Bryce's window. I'm not signing a first baseman because Bryce plays first base. So, like, they should not do it, but to Hugh's point, they have put themselves in such a horrendous pickle where, like, I think they might have to, but they absolutely should not.
It is a pickle. I agree with that.
Elliot gets it.
Yeah, but he's also right. It would be embarrassing.
Embarrassment can't factor in.
Sure,
like,
can.
No, can't. Because public opinion doesn't matter. Well, this is about what's best for the team.
Public opinion doesn't matter. This team signed this player off a poll on the morning show.
Does not matter.
All the Phillies have is public opinion. They don't win in the playoffs.
Well,
right?
not anymore.
That's changing.
They've lost it.
That's strong.
No, but I'm saying, like, all they have is, like, Red October is exciting. Listen how fun it is at the ballpark. Like, that's what they have. So, like, signing Bryce is not a good baseball decision.
No,
giving him more money is not good for the team. But, like, what the Phillies are right now is not a true contending team. So, like, ultimately, you got to pay just for it to be fun and have people go down to the ballpark. And, like, I don't think they should do it. But, man, they have put themselves in quite a tough spot where they might have to, unfortunately.
Is it bad for the team, though? Like, will it kill them?
To give them some more money?
Of course it's bad for the team.
Well, I don't agree.
Well, I think there's two parts there. Is it bad? Yes. Will it kill? I mean, I don't know.
It's not going to hurt them at all.
But
we're talking about 2 years,
First of all, it is going to hurt them because there is we can say there is no salary cap in baseball. There is clearly a self-imposed salary cap with the Phillies.
Okay, well, right? That's a separate issue then.
Right, but we all agree they have one.
Issue.
Yeah, we all agree
it's
they have
the
one.
Issue.
Yeah, and Elliot, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for hopping on, and we'll talk to you Monday for the pregame show. It's going to be a fun one.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks. We'll talk to him Monday for the pregame show. He'll be at Lambeau Field for the game.
The self-imposed salary cap is what, like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a separate issue, because if they want to compete with the Dodgers and these other teams, then they have to get rid of that.
Right, all right. I agree with you, but we all realize they have a budget. Like, let's just use a real-life example.
But they can change that.
They can.
Like, all they have to do is say, guess what? No more budget. Like, this isn't, like, they don't have to jump through any hoops to do this. All they have to do is decide that they're not going to have a budget.
Sure, but they have one. Like, every dollar they spend is a dollar they can't spend somewhere else.
Okay, change it.
Well, that's fine. But you know what? How about this? I'll meet you guys in the middle. If the Phillies come out and or it gets reported, they're going to bump their payroll up to Dodgers levels. They're going to go to $400 million. Then I would bend on this a little bit, because whatever, they have a lot of money to play with here. They haven't ever done that, and I don't think they're going to do that. 215-592-9494. All right, quickly before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, asked Elliot a question there. Curious where you come down. Does it concern you that we're getting the Packers off a loss? It does concern me.
Well, they had a lot of talk, and I can't remember what the last time when – I think they won the game after they had the – We got a chance to go undefeated.
So they lost the game because the guy said it on like a Friday, and then they lost the Browns.
Yeah, the Cleveland.
So you're saying what happened the next week? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, I'm trying to say like this is a big game for them.
Yep.
And you know, this is one where when you talk about seeding, it's very, very important. You know, and it's there. I think that you are concerned about that, because you all week long, Joe, you've heard about, you know, where you said this wasn't a trap game. And you've had to answer those questions. Now you got the Eagles coming in, and they're coming off of their best game of the season. So yeah, it's a little concerning, because we feel comfortable about what we saw, but there's a lot of people out there don't know if it's real what we saw.
Yeah, look, I don't know how great they are or good they are, but we're gonna probably get their best on Monday night.
Oh yeah, they're coming off to play. Yeah, and you know, Micah's out there; he's gonna be trying to do Micah things.
Yeah, and I think that was, I don't know if it changed by the end, but at one point in the fourth quarter, they had a graphic up. I was watching the game. It was the first time in his career he had zero pressure. So, like, Mike is coming off maybe the worst game of his career. So he's obviously going to be motivated.
And look, I know if we put that question out there, everyone's just going to want to prove just that they're the biggest Eagles fan in the world and be like, oh, we're going to take anybody. But, like, just ask yourself, would you feel better if the Packers were coming off of a win?
Yeah, I would.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, because then
you don't want them to be desperate or hungry or like, or you know, you don't want to add motivation.
Well, their season starts to teeter if they lose to the Eagles.
Right.
I mean, and they know that going into the game.
They cannot take two losses in a row, especially to two NFC teams.
So they'd be, what, 5-3-1 if they lost this game?
And it's a home game. I mean, it's not a good spot for the Eagles.
Well, no, I mean, just think about their season. They'd be capped at 12 possible wins if they lose this game to the Eagles. I don't think that's going to get the number one seed. They have to win out basically to get the one seed. So they're in a bad spot if the Eagles can take them down Monday. They're going to be extra motivated. It's not ideal. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phone lines here. And if you're just hopping in as we talk to Elliot there, we have a great pair of prizes to give away today. Two, not one, but two 4-packs. To join us, we're going to the game. The midday show is going out to a Flyers game. Flyers Sabres, Wednesday, December 3rd. It's a 7:30 puck drop, Xfinity Mobile Arena. Can't wait to go to the game with everyone. So we got 2 4-packs of tickets. The best two answers. So we'll have two winners today. But the best answers we get to the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for. Because if the Phillies end up paying Bryce Harper more money because Dave DeBrassi got all honest and chesty at a press conference, it's a pretty dumb reason to pay more money. What was the dumbest thing you've ever had to apologize for? Eric in South Jersey is up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Eric. What's up? Eric?
I'm disappointed.
In?
In Harper's contract. He's averaging over $23.5 million over the next 4 years, and he's asking for more money. And he hasn't won anything, and Trey Turner hasn't won anything either, and they're all just asking for more money. So...
Well, so I don't know. I don't think Trey's asked more money, but Eric, Bryce
said lumpy men there.
Bryce did. Bryce. I mean, this happened a couple of years ago, and I think it's kind of been bubbling under the surface here. Look, Eric, players can ask. Players do that kind of stuff all the time. It's for me, the idea of the Phillies actually doing it. That's where I draw the line. Like that, it just to me, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's dumb. You're a declining superstar. Why give him no money? You have no prospects that make everybody's eyes pop. So the future of the team is bleak.
Well, and
in my opinion.
Yeah, it might be. We'll see. I mean, I have some hope for some of these prospects, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of us know if they've got a great, great future here. The thing for me is, Eric, they gave him a 13-year contract. He signed it. Like, you don't just get to say halfway through, I want more money. No, you signed up for this contract. Eric, what do you got for us? What's the dumbest thing you've ever had to apologize for?
Being a Phillies fan.
Yeah, that one ain't going to win you a prize. But,
made me laugh. It did make me laugh, Eric. Funny, good though. Phone call. Got me to laugh. It's not top of the line for you?
No, that's not top of the line.
Okay, let's grab Mark.
Some juicy stuff.
Mark in Delaware. I don't know, people.
Some salacious.
How juicy can we get? What's up, Mark?
Normally, Joe, I don't agree with you, but I think it's speculation to pay Harper more money.
Now we're talking, Mark. It's about time you hopped on my side
that's
of one of these.
That's not right.
Let him cook. He's on my side. I'm good. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, on the other thing, Hugh, I want to compliment you, though, on Kiss the Baby. I think weeks ago you said the Chiefs were done.
I did. I'm a visionary.
He's still wrong, though, to be clear.
No, they're reveling a little bit, but we still got time for
they
that.
They are going to be fine.
They're the Super Bowl favorites.
They are the Super Bowl favorites.
They might be done.
They're not.
That's the story I'm sticking to.
Done?
Midwest, Joe. That's all I'm saying.
No, they are in the Midwest. That is the Midwest. I agree with that. Mark, what's the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for?
So I was actually a best man at my high school friend's wedding, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was giving the toast, and I mistakenly named his ex-girlfriend instead of his new wife.
Oh, no.
Were the names similar?
Oh, my goodness.
No. Did they look similar?
Not at all.
Oh, God.
it was horrible.
Now, and this is a potential winning answer. Mark, had you had a few drinks in you at that point, or was this totally sober?
No, everybody was drinking, obviously.
All right, yeah. That gives a little bit, but not enough grace.
Do you think the wife is giving you grace because you were drinking
at her
wedding?
Not her.
You're not
allowed to come to the house.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, Mark, it's a great one. We'll get you in the mix for the 4-pack of Flyers tickets. I don't know how you recover from that. How do you... And I'm sorry doesn't cut it right there. I mean,
no, you're not allowed at the house anymore.
Yeah. But are you allowed at the rest of the reception? Do you just got to see yourself out?
You probably should leave.
No, you start drinking more.
Yeah.
No, you got to go.
No.
The wife don't want you there.
No, but you're the best man. You can't leave.
Yeah, you go back to that open bar.
You were his best friend now that you're not.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You got to really hope she has a sense of humor.
You go back to that open bar and you double fist from that point on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know too many wives would be okay with that. Because, see, like women, like I'm pretty sure her mind was racing and wondering why her name came up.
Like, is he still talking about her? Yeah.
See, that's the thing right there, man. So you can't, like, because she's looking at you every time she sees your face in her moment. Because you got to understand, a lot of women, that wedding, they've been waiting for that their whole life.
It's the best day of their life.
That's the best day of their life. So when you say that, her mind's racing. And every time she looks at you, either she's going to want to punch you in the face or she's going to want to punch him in the face.
Well, and then the poor husband, he's collateral damage.
Yeah, so you got to go.
Oh, it's a grave mistake. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
You can't show your face, man. You
got to double down on the drinking.
You got to go.
I feel bad when I just forget someone's name, like a person I've met a few times.
Look, and then here's...
You do?
I do feel bad. I mean, I do. I'm bad with names. Faces, I'm good. I'm bad with names.
Well, think about it this way. You do that. You go hit the bar. You start double fisting. By the end of the night, if you're totally bombed, then all people remember you as at that wedding was just the bleep-faced guy.
Yeah.
And then you might get a little bit more grace. If they say that thing he did, they're like, well, he was totally bombed.
Nah, because you got to understand.
I think I just worked this out for you.
No, you didn't. Because I'm telling you.
It doesn't make up for it, but I think people will remember. Oh, yes. He had the guy that had a problem. Remember, he was saying the wrong words? Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be he was really drunk.
Yeah.
The bridesmaid's going after you, too, because she's told the bridesmaids.
Well, that's fine.
And no, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
What's she going to do?
The bridesmaid, aren't you hanging out with one of them?
Nah.
Well, you got to walk down the aisle.
No. Your night is any chance you had of having a successful night after that, it's done.
You need to go home.
You are cooked. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the calls on all this. Plus, what Ben Davis said this morning on what he expects the Phillies' offseason plan to be. Offseason in earnest really begins today. Free agency begins today. Schwarber's a free agent. JT. Ranger Suarez, Harrison Bader now a free agent. Phils did bring back an old friend. We'll talk about that. The show goes on as well. Plus, coming up, I'm going to give you my official free agency big board. The top five players I want the Phillies to go after this offseason. That's coming up. Your calls, 215-592-9494 on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, that's on me. Hey.
Yeah, sure is.
This is Veterans Day. Mattress Warehouse proudly announces that they're going to honor those who have served. And now during their Veterans Day sale, you can save up to 6% 6% warehouse-wide. I was about to say worldwide, but it's not. That's warehouse-wide. Plus, score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. You spend a third of your life in the bed, folks. If your mattress is weak, your recovery's weak. Take it from me. Make the step up to a better mattress now, and you'll feel better when you wake up in the morning. With Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match technology, you'll find the perfect fit backed by their signature 100% comfort guarantee plus 0% interest financing next day delivery, which is free, and 1 year lowest price guarantee. Mattress Warehouse has you covered, folks. Do what I did and upgrade your total confidence with your mattress. Now during the Mattress Warehouse Veterans Day sale. Visit mattresswarehouse.com to find a store near you. That's mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.